Good afternoon, Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The Hunter New England regions have recorded another death in relation to COVID-19 in the past 24 hours. A woman in her 60s from Lake Macquarie passed away overnight, making it the 8th death this week. It comes as New South Wales records its highest day of fatalities since the beginning of the pandemic with 29 people. A further 1,554 cases of COVID-19 has been identified in the Hunter New England districts. Of the newest infections, 33 were recorded in the Upper Hunter regions. It included 15 in Singleton, 8 in Muswellbrook and 8 in the Upper Hunter Shire local government areas. There is over 29,000 cases still active throughout the Hunter New England. 109 of those infections are being cared for in hospital and there are 9 in ICU. Hunter residents will have a new medical facility open its doors to them next week. The new Maitland Hospital will start welcoming patients from next week, with the facility set to welcome people from Wednesday. The new $470 million hospital is set to improve the healthcare services within Maitland's area and the surrounding Hunter Valley region. From 9 a.m. Wednesday, January 19th, the existing Maitland Hospital on High Street will close its doors to the public. Patients can get to the new hospital by public transport or can drive to a new purpose-built car park available. Hunter New England Local Health District Chief Executive Michael Di Rienzo says the new hospital has been a decade in the works and they're looking forward to giving people access to the new state-of-the-art facility. And Upper Hunter students looking for a leg up in the mining industry will have an opportunity to apply for a hands-on scholarship. The Bengalla Mining Company is offering one student from Muswellbrook, Singleton and the Upper Hunter Shire a scholarship if they are studying geology, surveying or mining engineering related degrees. The scholarship is valued over $8,000 and includes a chance to work alongside experienced technical personnel. Bengalla's Penny Walker says this is the ideal opportunity for anyone looking to get their future career.
It's a good opportunity to get a scholarship to help you with your studies. It also as well entails some vacation work, so whenever you're on a uni break, there's an option to come work here at Bengalla for about 10 weeks a year, which is also paid, as well as gaining some great relationships and connections in the mining industry.
Year 12 students looking to enrol in university with the eligible degrees can also apply. The applications close January 23rd.